Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a widening jungle transition in Ableton Live 12 using resampling workflows, and this is one of those techniques that can seriously level up your drum and bass arrangements. Because here's the thing, a great jungle transition is not just about making things louder, it's about changing the energy, changing the width, changing the perceived size of the track, while keeping the low end solid and controlled. That contrast is what makes the drop hit harder, and it's also what makes a jungle tune feel alive instead of stuck in one lane. So the goal here is to take a tight, mono-safe jungle section, usually something break-led and mid-focused, and turn the move into the next phrase into something bigger, wider, and more cinematic. And we're going to do that mostly with stock Ableton tools, resampling, simpler, auto-filter, delay or echo, reverb, utility, glue compressor, saturator, EQ8, and audio effect racks. Now, before we start, a quick mindset shift. Don't think of width as just stereo spread. In jungle, wide often comes from contrast in density, brightness, and motion. A slightly detuned, filtered, delayed mid-layer can feel way bigger than a giant washed-out stereo cloud. So we want presence, movement, and impact, not a blurry mess. First, find your transition point in the arrangement. The most useful spots are usually the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar section, the last one or two bars, before a drop, or a switch from a busy break into a more open roller groove. Ask yourself, what actually needs to widen? If it's drums, focus on break tops, fills, snare ghosts, and hats. If it's bass texture, use only the mid-bass, not the sub. And if it's both, separate them first. This is important. Keep your sub-bass and kick foundation out of the transition layer. The widening should happen in the mid and high material while the low end stays anchored in the main arrangement. If you widen the sub, you'll lose punch, and the whole thing starts to feel facey and weak. That's not the vibe. Now let's print a source. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it and record the last bar or two of your source section. You want something musical here, not perfect. Good source material could be a chop jungle break, a mid-bass stab, some simple swells, reversed percussion, atmospheres, or even a short vocal or noise accent if it fits the tune. And a good workflow move is to do two passes. Record one clean pass, then record a second pass with more aggressive send effects. Keep both clips. That gives you a tight version and a wider version to compare later. Super useful. Once you've recorded the resample, open the clip and set warp appropriately. If it's rhythmic break material, try beats mode. If it's smeared texture or a longer movement, try complex pro. If it's a sharper impact or transition hit, complex can work well too. Then trim it down. Usually you want one or two bars max. Cut out dead space. Keep the strongest transient or noise rise near the end of the phrase. If the resampled material is very rhythmic, you can go one step further and slice it to a new MIDI track. That's great for jungle because you can rearrange break fragments into fills, push ghost notes forward, and turn a random resample into something that feels intentional. In simpler, start with classic for one-shots or slice for break rearrangement. A low pass around 10 to 14 kHz can smooth harsh top end, attack can stay near zero, and release can be short for tight edits or longer if you want more smear. Now for the key move. Build width with parallel effects instead of widening the whole mix. That means we're only widening the transition layer. Put the resampled clip into an audio effect rack or a separate return style track and split it into two paths, a dry center path and a wide FX path. On the wide path, start with auto filter and high pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz to protect the low end. Then add echo or delay, depending on the groove. A value like 1/8, dotted 1/8, or quarter note can work, but keep it musical and don't overdo it. Add reverb with a short to medium decay, maybe around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds, which is often enough for jungle wash without turning everything into fog. Then use utility to widen only the FX path, not the dry path. If you want a little more harmonic spread, add a gentle saturator too. Typical starting points, echo feedback around 15 to 35%, reverb dry slash wet around 20 to 45% on the widened layer, utility width around 120 to 160% on the FX path only. Keep the resonance moderate on the filter, because too much resonance can get annoying fast. The point is to make the transition feel bigger through reflections and movement, while the sub stays centered and powerful. Once that parallel FX layer is working, resample it again. This is the move that turns the effect into an asset. You're printing the widened result to a new audio track, so now it behaves like a sample instead of a live effect chain. That means you can edit it faster, reverse small parts, fade it, cut it up, and treat it like a custom transition print. This is huge for darker DNB because now the transition feels like a deliberate event, not just a preset. After printing, you can reverse a tail if you want that sucking motion into the drop. Fade the last 100 to 250 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Nudge the clip a little early if it feels late, and consolidate it when you're happy, so the arrangement stays clean. Now let's mix that printed transition properly. Use EQ8 and utility to keep it aggressive but controlled. High pass the transition layer around 150 to 250 Hz. If the break gets brittle, notch harsh resonances around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If the reverb cloud feels too dense, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. And if you need some air, a small shelf around 8 to 12 kHz can help, but keep it subtle. With utility, keep your main bass and kick systems in mono if needed, and keep the transition layer wider. Check mono often. This is a non-negotiable habit. If the transition disappears in mono, it's too dependent on side information. If the low mids get foggy in mono, you've let too much body into the widened layer. And if the snare loses punch, shorten the reverb or back off the echo feedback. A solid target is this. The transition should feel huge in stereo, but still readable in mono. That's the line between a professional DNB arrangement and a facey wash. Now comes the automation. And this is where the transition actually breathes. Great widening is about timing, not just the amount of width. Automate the movement over the last one or two bars. For example, echo feedback can ramp from 10% to 30%. Reverb dry slash wet can open from 10% to 40%. Auto filter cutoff can rise from around 1 kHz up to 12 kHz for a brightening lift. Utility width can increase from 100% to 150%. And if you're using saturator, a small drive boost right before the drop can add tension before cutting back at impact. For jungle phrasing, a nice approach is this. Bar 1 stays tight and rhythmic. Bar 2 opens the filter and widens the FX return, and the final half bar removes the low end and leaves that top end swirl hanging into the drop. Even better, if you mute the kick or sub for a very short moment right before the drop, the wide smear feels much larger by contrast. That little vacuum can make the drop slam harder. And then make sure the transition connects into the next section. Don't let it sit there like a random effect. If the next phrase is a bass drop, bring the sub back in centered and dry. Keep the wide transition only in the last tail of the bar, and let the first downbeat of the new section be cleaner and narrower. If the next phrase is a jungle break switch, use the transition to introduce the new break layer or top loop, and crossfade from the printed transition into the groove. A good example might be a 16-bar roll with sparse drum edits. At bar 15, you print a resample jungle break smear with widening effects. Bar 16 opens with a filtered delay tail. Then the next drop lands with a new break pattern and a heavier reese, so the arrangement feels like it's moved into a second chapter. That's the kind of movement we're after. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't widen the sub bass. Don't throw reverb over the whole mix. Don't skip the mono check. Don't leave the widened layer too loud just because it sounds exciting in solo. Don't ignore low mid buildup around 250 to 500 Hz. And don't forget that the transition still needs rhythm, even when it's smeared. The listener should still feel a connection to the original break groove or bass phrasing. For darker, heavier DNB, here are a few extra pro moves. Keep the transition mid-range focused. Use short, nasty delay times like 1/16th or 1/8th. Add controlled saturation before widening, so the layer reads better on smaller speakers. Use drum ghosts to sell motion. Try a brief band pass sweep for tension. And remember this counterintuitive trick. Sometimes the drop should be narrower than the transition. Wide transition, tight drop. That contrast is what makes the impact feel massive. Here's a quick practice challenge. Give yourself 15 minutes and make one widening jungle transition from a section of your current track. Pick an 8-bar phrase ending. Resample the last one or two bars. Build a widened parallel path with auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility. Resample that widened result again. Trim it into a 1-bar or 2-bar transition. Automate filter cutoff and width over the final bar. Do a mono check. Then place the printed transition into the arrangement and audition it before the drop. If you want to push it further, make 3 versions from the same material. A tight version with minimal reverb, a wide version with stronger stereo motion, and a nasty version with some saturation before printing. Compare how each one affects the drop that follows. Check them in mono. Listen on headphones, speakers, even a phone if you can. And if one version feels especially right, do a second generation print from it. The extra render often gives you a more polished, finished record kind of transition. So the big takeaway is this. Resample your own jungle material. Widen only the transition layer. Keep the sub centered. Print the widened effects pass so you can edit it like a sample, and automate width, echo, filter, and reverb over the last 1 to 2 bars. Use contrast to your advantage. Wide transition, tight drop. That's where the energy lives. All right, let's jump into Ableton and build it.